Books on Tape presents The King's Grace by Anne Easter Smith. Read by Rosalind Landor. Prologue. The lamb that belonged to the sheep whose skin the wolf was wearing began to follow the wolf in the sheep's clothing. Aesop's Fable. Burgundy, September 1485. A crow's incessant caw outside the palace window magnified the boy's misery, as each raucous note only served to punctuate the pronouncements made by the woman seated in front of him. Kneeling before her upon the sweet-smelling rushes, Jean raised hurt blue eyes to the Duchess's impassive face, and, young as he was, failed to read the sadness in hers. "You must leave me, Jean," Margaret of York said in English, the language in which she always addressed him. Her tightly clasped hands were aching to caress his golden head and ease his fear, but she did not trust herself. "You are too young to know why, my child, but one day I promise on his holy cross you will know."
"Am I never to see you again, aunt?"
Jean said, his lower lip trembling. For 7 happy years he had been cocooned in the warmth of the Dowager Duchess of Burgundy's kindness at her palace of Binche. His first 5 years in the Carrefour section of Tournai had faded into vague memories as he played, studied, sang and prayed in the isolation of the Duchess's most remote dower property. He had been lonely at first, but he came to look on his chaplain and tutor, Sire de